You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, Arcadia by Tom Stoppard, directed by Charles Newell at Court Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Review by Tom Williams. Arcadia is Tom Stoppard's masterpiece, and it was a wonderful night at the theater. Director Charles Newell utilizes his three-quarter thrust stage effectively at Court Theater on Matthew York's drawing room set, complete with a large rectangular table and a tall bookcase. Newell's casting is superb, featuring a wonderful assortment of classical actors led by Mary Beth Fisher as Hannah and Kevin McKillop as Bernard Nightingale. Arcadia is a whimsical work. It's part comedy of manners, part scientific mystery, part romantic drama, and part historical discourse on mathematics, physics, romanticism, classicism, and human nature, all presented in a fast-paced, marvelously acted, beautifully written play. Arcadia is a time-traveling detective story that jumps from 1809 to 1889, as the same English country house is the scene of both the past and present events. And scholars from both eras struggle to solve the mysteries involving ideas including classic, gothic, and modern ideas and modes of scientific thinking. Arcadia is a most entertaining scholarly work, not an easy task. Stoppard is recognized as a masterful playwright, with hints of Bernard Shaw, Oscar Wilde, together with sprinkles of Arthur Miller, Clifford Odets, and Noel Coward. He is basically a teacher whose command of language makes subject matter such as mathematics, chaos theory, landscape architecture, Lord Byron, romanticism, and investigative historical scholarship not only interesting, but understandable. As a playwright, Stoppard's craftsmanship has him seamlessly weaving a romantic comedy within a mystery in two separate time periods, utilizing exquisite verbiage filled with sharp wordplay, double entendres, in a poetically gorgeous dialogue that contains laughs, poignancy, and drama in a cleverly structured, coherent story. His characters are fully developed, memorable, and underscore their ideas with wily traits and quirks. Arcadia opens in an 1809 drawing room of Sidley Manor, as Septimus, played by Grant Goodman, is tutoring 13-year-old Tomasima, played by Bethany Caputo, whose amazing insights into physics and mathematical theory astound Septimus. During the lesson, the girl wants him to explain what carnal embrace means. He mumbles some cute banter, but she insists he become more specific as she learns a life lesson. Her mother, Lady Croom, played by Kate Fry, is having an affair with the tutor and others as she also has a new garden being designed to include a hermitage. References to the poet Ezra Chatter, played by Raymond Fox, whose wife the tutor had sex with, and a copy of his poetic works are clues to set up the mysteries of the past. Next, we flash forward to the present-day Sidley Manor, where methodical investigative writer Hannah Jarvis, played by the wonderful Mary Beth Fisher, is staying at Sidley to research The Hermit for a book. Her friend-slash-fiancé and current master of the estate, Valentine Coverley, played by Eric Hellman, is a mathematics professor working on probability theories. When the passionate, eccentric, pure romantic, pompous academic Bernard Nightingale, played by Kevin McKillop, arrives to research his theory that Lord Byron killed the obscure poet Ezra Charter in 1809 at Sidley Manor, he immediately enters into a love-hate joint venture research project with Hannah. Add the sensual Chloe, played by Cassandra Bissell, and the savant Gus, played by Gregory Anderson, who adores Hannah, and Stoppard has set up a modern intellectual romantic comedy. With excellent work from Grant Goodman as Septimus and the articulate Kate Fry as Lady Croom, the early 19th century manor is ripe with indiscreet sexual trysts as their actions lead the modern investigators astray. Director Newell effectively moves his cast back and forth in time to weave an easily understandable story. In the modern scenes, I liked the manic, passionate, yet funny work from Kevin McKillop as the arrogant professor, Eric Hellman as the intense Valentine, and Mary Beth Fisher as the repressed and angry Hannah gave excellent performances. Stoppard's complex plot and multi-themed work is an exercise highlighting the dilemma in trying to understand the past and the problems science faces in its attempt to qualify all life's experiences. Sexual attraction is the variable that thwarts scientific formulas cause for human behavior. Stoppard, ever the teacher, cleverly gets us pondering ideas like the nature of truth as he entices us with the twin mysteries of who was the hermit in Sidley Manor, and did Lord Byron really kill the obscure poet in a duel? You'll have to get to the Court Theatre to see for yourself. Once more, Court Theatre proves why they are among the best theatre companies in all of Chicago. I give this a highly recommended rating. Arcadia, by Tom Stoppard and directed by Charles Newell, at Court Theatre, located at 5535 South Ellis Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Running time is 3 hours with one intermission, now running through June the 10th. For tickets and more information, please call 773-753-4472.